you agree with that?
I agree with everything Ava said. And I actually agree with what Mary said in terms of they've had, you know, 8 years to put this together. But
do you agree with that? Hold on. Do you agree with anything I said?
I agree with everything you said.
I just want to say, because you were being a little sexist just then. You were mentioning the women, but you didn't mention me. I just want to point that out to you.
I'm saving something else for you.
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure.
Is healthcare a right? Is it a privilege, a right? Should we all have it? It's really hot in the news right now because of obviously what's happened. Sort of with socialized medicine, the Obamacare thing, I guess, for those who know or don't want that anymore. Where Trump is, what's happening with that. And so let's start off with this here. Since we're talking to three women, let me ask the first question, then you all take it where you want to take it after that. Should men pay for women's health care if they're not married, like pap smears, mammograms, maternity leaves, and things like that? Should men pay for that? Like if I'm young, I got a job, money's tight, I just want to go out and have a drink and get laid. That's my priorities for the day as a young guy. I don't want to pay for your, you know, your exams and stuff. Is that fair?
Well, should women pay for Viagra?
Imagine if we live in a culture where nobody really cares about the other person, whether or not they kill themselves.
You make so many assumptions about so many things.
No, Gail, I'm using your examples.
You're not even in my neighborhood, girlfriend.
Hey, Gail, listeners of America, there you go. I'm using your examples and I'm only building from it. You use the example, and you actually went so far that
Gail's saying, I got a referee, you two, man, it's cool. Gail's saying, you're not even my neighborhood girlfriend. This is like a drive-by shooting. Knock it off, man.
I'm willing to listen to Gail. Right. So if we're going to do this radio show and do it well, right, we all need to be willing to listen to the other party.
Well, Malcolm, this is probably going to shock you who knows me the best. Maybe I'm naive. I don't believe the government is out to get us. I believe we have different governments. We've had, you know, different administrations. We've had different motives. Our government right now is trying to make our government very small so that people have more control. I do think we need to spy. We need to wiretap when it comes to our national security. I have to have confidence to some level that the government is protecting, and we do have laws, and we'll have this investigation, and hopefully it won't go away in a whimper like a lot of the big scandals do. But you have to have some level of faith in your government.
The future of Europe is yours, because the Europeans don't get any children anymore because they just want some sexual gratification. They don't want to make babies. So, I mean, it's actually realistic. They will conquer Europe just by demographic, not even by just, you know, trying to convert us or kill us, but just having more children.
Yeah, I've been reporting on that now for some time.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah, we've been reporting on that for some time. Europe's in a lot of trouble, actually, in a lot of the regard of what you're talking about.
But you're next. But Malcolm, you are next because you have the same tendency in the United States.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, you should really look to what's happening in Europe, because in a couple of years, that will be your problem too.
Now, season one has started now. April 8th was the start date, and it will go all the way through till August 6th is the season finale. That's season one now. We'll come back sometime in October with season two. But that's how it is, April 8th to August 6th, every day of the week, 7 days. It's a daily show,
Now, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the latest material where you can catch all of us. And you never know who's on the show that day. I'll be there with you, and I'm kind of the master of ceremonies, I guess. But you never know which of the successful women are on the show that particular day or what the subject matter is. Subjects all over the place. Talk about everything that impacts you and I, and it's called life, right? It's what I call it. But again, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and again, we replay it at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Now, that's the talk radio network, not the podcast. The podcast network, it runs 2 days later. You can catch those at AmericaOutLoud.com or on the App Store or our app, in fact. We have a podcast app. But if you want the live stream and you want the latest material, just go to the Android or Apple store, type in America Out Loud Talk Radio, or click the click-through, the front page at America Out Loud for the banners there, and you can get our streaming app. It's no cost, and we stream 24/7 on there. It's the quickest, easiest way to catch all of this excitement.
The government tells us, wait, you had your chance. Well, I want to finish talking here. Now, another example, because you're talking about you could do whatever you want with your body. So with that, Malcolm can rape you. He could rape your children. It doesn't matter.
Can you use another name beside Malcolm, Terry, like Fred or something?
Fred or some.
I don't like I don't like Malcolm and rape in the same sentence. Use Fred or Jack or Mary. I don't care.
I don't blame you. But this gets personal, doesn't it?
It's called Dark Horse Publishing. Actually, my husband owns it, but and he's actually my publisher. So, and he edits and does other things.
So
too.
You're sleeping with your publisher. You finally admit it.
I am.
You,
oh, it's wonderful.
Dirty rat, you. Dirty rat.
I get to sleep with my editor.
Well, there you go.
You guys are all screwed up, I'm telling you. How about, even who are you sleeping with?
Well, that's a private matter, isn't it?
We won't tell anybody. Is. We're not going to tell.
And actually, I think that Western people are too far occupied or too much occupied with pleasure. I mean, here, for instance, here in Europe, it's all about food. I guess you have the same trend in the United States.
Well, hold on, you use food for pleasure? You're using the food for the pleasure?
No, but I mean, nobody has the energy to have sex anymore. So now,
get out of here!
All sorts of cooks. On TV, you have so many programs which is about how to cook. It's everywhere.
I have to move there.
It's terrible.
Hey, but there's no sex there. There's food, and you want to move there?
I don't know. Food is good too, though. Food. It is. It's very good.
And I think it is a sort of cultural bulimia somehow, because people are just obsessed with food here.
We have 90 different visa programs. We have a fiancé visa. We have student visas. We have work visas. We have, I could go on and on.
The mentally handicapped visa.
Yeah, I mean, it just continues. And but this is like a sieve. What you need to understand is that we have no borders. We have no security in this country. My God, no wonder people love their Second Amendment right here. It's the only real protection that you have. I'll be honest with you. It really is.
Interesting. That's a very interesting conversation, I find. You can see the mindset here even is a little different when you hear Eva and Sally. I mean, they're, people. I think people here are a bit panicked. And when you mentioned a moment ago, Eva, Brennan and Clapper, it's like Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. Oh, my. It's like the Three Stooges of some sort, But, Sally, to your point, I don't know. I'm kind of losing faith at this point of the whole big picture. I'm not seeing a lot of good cats in government. I think that, and that's from all sides of the aisle. I mean, it's because government is, we've totally lost control. I mean, when this whole thing started and the framers put it together, I mean, you take a look at the early people who served our country. They got in, they served, they got out. It wasn't a career that they could lobby everything and get rich. In fact, most of the politicians, when they go into office, they're not wealthy people. But when they come out, they're like super, super wealthy. Like they're multimillionaires many times over, but yet... And it's not like we pay them that kind of money. So where the hell do you think that money comes from? Did it fall from the sky or what?
Let me introduce you now to some of the co-hosts on this show that I'll have the pleasure of working with, like Ava Armstrong. Now, Ava resides up in the Northeast, and also Terry Beatley. And Terry comes out of the Virginia area, Sally Fernandez, and she is in South Florida part of the year and in Europe the other part. And Barbara McGee, she's a Californian, can't catch her on the West Coast. And Dean Menzel, she's out of Melbourne, Australia. And Erin Morgart is out of Los Angeles, Hollywood-like area there. And Gail Murphy as well, out of the Hollywood area. In fact, she's the celebritizer, we call her. And Dr. Andrea Pennington, and she is out of Monaco, interestingly enough. Eben Tranholm is out of Denmark, again, in Europe. And finally, Tanisha Wood. Well, she's our millennial in the group, and she's out of New York City. These are a lot of the awesome co-hosts that I have the pleasure of doing this show with every single day.
But you know what? The bitches are strong. I mean, let's just put that word out there. They're the women who get stuff done.
So we're on the show today with two hot bitches. It's okay to say that, right?
Oh, and Malcolm, there you
go. Honestly, but they're the B words. They're powerful. I quite frankly, I embrace that word.
All right, you're my kind of girl. You know what? Then we missed the whole benefit of the tagline for this show with 10 women. We should have said with 10 beautiful bitches. That would have been good.
That's it.
We'd have more exposure then, man. You didn't tell me that, Mary Fran.
Think of the ratings there.
You know there'd be some ratings there now. We'll have to get that one out there, man. Wow. Now stop there a minute. I got to ask you both seriously. Is it proper? Is it okay to... Is that really a compliment to a woman if you did call her a bitch? Is that okay?
We have no idea how to identify evil. So people are very busy with trying to show that they are good people. For instance, that we have open borders and we should welcome a lot of migrants and everything should just be one harmonious society, because then we feel like we're good people. People are obsessed with the idea of being good or to expose themselves as a good person.
I call that the Angela Merkel disease.
Exactly. But it's actually because people are not any more capable of distinguishing or I would say identifying evil. And that's why we see that our society is crumbling, because in every society there will be attacks by evil. So you need to defend yourself. You really need to fight back. And we have lost that ability.
One of the things ahead I want to do a show on too, Erin, with you and some of the other great women we have, is about that cyberbullying, which we can't talk about it now because we're just about out of time, but you had a major experience in your life about cyberbullying, and we're going to bring that to light in some of the shows for sure. And of course, Climatized, the great book that Sally's got out there, and we're going to be talking about some of the cool things that she's got and how NASA got involved in that project. It's very, very cool. That's kind of one of the cool things about this show, is that every one of these women are not only extraordinary, but they have such unique backgrounds. The only dud in the group is me. So I just get to hook my wagon to you all. What do you think, ladies?
I think, Erin, we're making them look much better.
You see, I finally needed some dressing up, Sally. I told you that since I met you, man.
Well, I love it. I love you being outnumbered.
Oh, there it is. All right, so life... Liberty, the pursuit of pleasure. Thank you all for joining me. And of course, Erin and Sally, I love you both. You're awesome, awesome people.
Well, we love you.
And so are you all out there as well. Spread the word about this awesome show. We're going to have a ball on this thing. I can feel it coming. I'm really super excited about it. AmericaOutloud.com, folks. It's the vision of the voices.